The Warriors on the road in L.A. facing the Clippers at Staples Center in the first meeting of the season between these two Pacific Division foes, and Kevin Durant leading the way for the Warriors in a triple-double night, 33 points, 11 boards, and 10 assists. Without Stephen Curry, the Warriors getting a variety of contributions, with Klay Thompson delivering 31 points. Draymond Green returning to action with 14 rebounds to go with 6 points. We also saw the return to action of Sean Livingston, who brought 8 points to the effort, as Andre Iguodala added 14 points, and the Warriors, with a late charge, had an 11-0 run to end the fourth and force overtime, but the Clippers hold off the Warriors in OT to take it 121-116, the final.
And the Clippers will get the win in overtime, so they beat Milwaukee and they beat the Warriors. And Lou Williams, 21 points in second half in overtime, and he basically took almost every shot for the Clippers in the last 5 minutes.
He took every possession, and all he was looking to do is get to the line, and he did a magnificent job of doing so.
Well, when they made him shoot, the Clippers didn't score for 5 minutes, and the Warriors had an 11-0 run.
Yeah, we did a great job kind of late. You know, we didn't play very well at all for about probably 40 minutes plus. Going through the motions, not putting up a stand, and then our defense turned it up the last 6 minutes, and that got us back in the game, gave us a chance to win, but we didn't deserve it. It was their game. They outplayed us tonight.
Did you nearly take a timeout on that last play right?
Yeah, I almost did, but, you know, with 6 seconds, and we're in transition, and we got KD and Klay out there, I like the idea of pushing the ball and not letting them set up their defense. I generally do that late in games. If I had that one back, I'd call a timeout because it didn't work out. But you know, that's just a judgment call that I make on the fly, and we decided to let them go. We liked our momentum, and we liked what we had on the floor. We liked what they had on the floor, so we just let it go, but it didn't work out.
Game to game, Kevin aside, why do you think he was
looking at? Excuse me?
From the beginning of the game, Kevin aside, why don't you think Finch will cook it offensively?
They were playing good defense, and I didn't think offense was a problem first half. You know, we had 15 assists and 3 turnovers, and it wasn't that things weren't clicking. Klay was missing some shots that he normally makes, and then he got hot in the second half. We were scattered for much of the game. We just didn't quite sink our teeth into the game. And when we finally did, it was a little too late.
What did you think of the 6 foul?
I thought 4 of them were tough calls. So it was a tough night for Kevin. And we, you know, I just kept him out there because you know, we're obviously a little shorthanded with Steph out, and I like to let guys play through fouls anyway. And there were a few tough ones.
Did you get a 6 formation mark on that last one?
He said Harold did the swipe thing, and that's why he called it. But I don't think that has to be an automatic foul. I didn't see a foul on that. It looked like his hands were here, and Harold just kind of swung the ball through. But that's not what cost us the game.
What learning experience do you think McKinney can take away from this?
It was a tough couple minutes for him in overtime. You know, it was good experience. You have to feel it. You've got to understand what it's going to feel like in overtime in a close game, tie game. And so, you know, he'll do better next time.
Steve, how does your offense really change without Steph in the lineup?
Well, everything changes without Steph. You know, I mean, he's one of the best offensive players in the history of the game. So you take him out, and they don't have to worry about as much.
Popular comparison for Shea has been Giannis and Sean Livingston. What do you think of that comparison?
Yeah, I can see that. He's a good player. He's got good size, good feel, nice mid-range jump shot. How good are they?
Yeah.
They're a good team. You know, they played well tonight. They deserve to win. They're tough, competed the whole game, and they deserve to win.
Now the Warriors return home as Tuesday night at Oracle Arena. They will face the Atlanta Hawks before hitting the road again for 3 games in Texas. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.